It's John.
Hey, John. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. How can I help you?
I thought I was returning your call. I thought you had sent me an email or something a couple yesterday or whatever.
It was last week. I spoke with Chris and he was supposed to check with you, and I just called him right now and he said to call you. You had some questions?
Okay.
This is regarding the Google Guarantee option we have available for upgrade for next level home improvement. Direct leads coming straight to you guys. You only pay for the qualified ones.
Yeah. How do we get? Amy, you're with Local Splash.
I am. I've been here about 9 years.
Now I'm honing in on who I'm talking to.
You're all, what in the world is going on over here, huh?
Yeah, well, I just forgot. I talked to a lot of people today, and I forgot who I was talking to. Let's see. Oh, what about, my question would be about content, which I know helps our SEO.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so how do I affect that? Do I send photographs and a write-up on things that I want to post?
Absolutely.
Or that I want to put on our website.
Absolutely.
Because I want to do some stuff about different types of roofs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to specify metal and some things about it and TPO and a couple other composites.
Right.
And then I can just send pictures and if I wanted to, like, have you put an article on it or something? I'll just send it that way.
Absolutely.
Email it to you.
Email it over to us and let us know that you'd like some updates and changes made to the website. We'd be glad to do that for you.
How often do we need to send you content optimally?
As often as you want us to update it.
Okay.
Yeah. If you have new jobs or you've completed new projects, you're welcome to send those over as often as you complete a new project with any information. Say you want to run a special, maybe 10% off all roofs for seniors or veterans or something along those lines. Then you just let us know when you want to run that special, how long you want to run it for, and it's going to run live across all destinations because you have multiple platforms with us. So we're running Facebook ads for you. We have the local SEO. We're doing the website. So we're going to run that live on all platforms.
Oh, okay.
Can I get you a
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Amy. I am here with John. Well, you and I discussed the other day, we got down to the money part of this deal. And that's what I need to talk with John about.
Okay.
What we need to be talking about is the two application fee and all that. Would you explain what that is?
Yes, sir.
The escrow account? Would you explain
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you guys are looking at a one-time $250 application fee to get next level home improvements listed on the Google Guaranteed section. Now, John, Google Guaranteed is the first search result produced at the very tippy top of the page and the very top section. And you can ask Chris. I did give him a full demonstration of exactly where you guys would be showing up if you choose to participate in this section on Google. What sets this section apart from any other section on Google is it's direct leads and you only pay for the qualified ones. So the application process requires no license but a $250 general liability insurance policy and social security numbers for anybody who's going on the application. I'm assuming that's you and also Chris. So
correct.
Outside of that, I wouldn't suggest putting any day workers, laborers, 1099 employees, anybody you can't vouch for, don't put them on there, okay?
Okay.
In addition to that, with that being said, once your Google Guarantee approved, which it could take 30 to 60 days, it doesn't always or usually take that long, but it could, and if it did, then once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, we're going to contact you and we're going to say, hey, you're completely Google Guarantee approved, we're ready to cut the leads on. And that's going to be an activation budget. Your lead cost is at $70.67 with an activation budget of $9.24. Now,
Okay.
When you pay the $924, that gives you 13 Google Guaranteed leads at $70.67 per qualified lead, about $71 or so. Now, as the leads come in through the Google Guaranteed number, the calls will be recorded because you're only charged if the person is requesting estimate over the phone, which you guys can't really give an estimate for a roof over the phone unless things have changed, right?
Right.
Or if they're requesting a face-to-face appointment, so for you to come out and actually bid the job. Sales, solicitation, spam, and robocalls are all unqualified. Now, your budget's only charged when the lead is considered qualified. So we have an automated system, AI, listening to each one of these calls in order to ensure authenticity. In the event that one did slip through the cracks, we would be able to manually dispute that directly with Google and get that lead cost back. We don't see that happen very often, but we have the ability to do it. Okay?
Okay.
Additionally, the other thing that is really important for you to know is that you can pay more per lead to show up at the top. You don't have to increase the 924 budget, but you can, if you're willing to pay double or triple cost per qualified lead, you have the ability to do that, and you can show at the very top. So you can literally name your price.
Okay.
What sets these leads apart is A, they're exclusive. They're only coming to you. They don't go to your competitors. B, when the phone rings, it's a Google Guaranteed qualified caller on the other end of the phone. The call is being recorded. So it's direct contact with the customer. See, the other thing is that these leads show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of lead out there. So over Angie, Sumtech, Porch, House, because this is direct contact, Google's backing your work, giving you the Google Guarantee badge of approval, and guaranteeing that Next Level Home Improvements is a top-notch organization to be working with specifically for this particular area. So the keywords that are coming up, you're only going to get keywords that are related to what you're actually offering. Secondly, you're only going to show up in the zip codes and areas that you actually want to show up in. You don't get calls from outside of those areas because you're not listed outside of those areas. You literally don't show up outside of those areas. And you only pay when the call is considered qualified. So you're not paying for garbage.
All right.
It's the top product. I suggest you guys do go ahead and get moving forward on that sooner rather than later, because you can also pause it. Say you take on a couple leads and now you all are booked out. You know you're not going to be able to get to any calls, or say you're both on vacation at the same time, nobody's answering the phone, then you can pause the leads. For whatever reason, when you pause the leads, the budget will roll over. So it's not an automatic $900 charge monthly. You're only charged for the leads that you actually use monthly. So if you all only use two leads, then you're only going to be charged for two leads.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, do you have our office phone number? You spoke of who's going to answer calls, and you probably got both of our numbers, but I want to make sure, as a precaution, we don't like to miss anything.
Of course not.
Obviously. So we have an office phone number, and I don't know if you're aware of that, but they will locate one of us immediately when they get called. It's 24/7.
Okay. Yeah, I do have the office number here in, I believe, is it 832-980-0878?
Well, that's Chris's cell phone.
Okay. So then there's another number here that I found on Google when I looked y'all up. I found a number on Google that was separate. But go ahead and give it to me, because I'm going to tell you, when I reached out to that phone number that you have, they didn't allow me to be in contact with either of you. They told me that neither of you was available. I let them know that we had a scheduled call, at a time, and they would not put me through to either of you.
I'm sure glad you told me that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Just so you're aware, because I went on the internet and I was like, hey, let me just look around and see what other numbers, because I had tried you.
Right.
I had tried Chris, and then I'm like, let me see what else is out there on this company over here. So I called the number, and that was the information that I was given. So the number that I'm looking at here is 484-469-1767.
I don't know what that is. Say it again, Amy.
Let me make sure this is the correct one. Hold on. Give me one second. Yes, sir. That is your, okay. It is. Let me go back. So the number I have is 484-469-1700.
No, that's a different next level. That's a whole different next level.
Different company.
Then it's the, is it this 832-413-4533?
Not unless that's the one that, Google Splash is, local Splash is on. No, that's not it either.
Yeah, that's not your call tracking number with us. Give me just one second. Hold on.
Okay, well, that's not our number either.
Call log wallet, yeah.
There's about 5 next level home improvements around here in our area. That's
unbelievable.
If you go to our website, well, it won't either. Here's, give me those numbers.
Here's the number, 936.
Okay.
260-7100.
Gotcha.
Now, the only other number we have besides our cell phone numbers is that, and then the number that you guys gave to us.
Right, which is the number that we forward everything over. Hold on one second. Let me see if I can find that conversation where I put it in. I will search the call. I can't check the call log while we're on the phone, but I can verify that. Yes, it is, because it's down there on the bottom. Yes, that is the number. Mm-hmm. So when I called, I got a young lady who took all of my information. I reiterated twice that I was calling per an appointment that was set for Chris and I to have a conversation. In fact, I wound up having to reach out to him like separately a couple days later. Honestly.
When did you call that number? You called the 936 number is what you're saying, and they answered?
Yes, sir, I did.
Huh.
Let me give you
when was that?
I can give you the exact date and time. One moment.
Yeah, because they should have called somebody. I don't care who it is. They should have called one of us.
Right, I understand. I called. Okay, yeah, answering service refused to connect me with Aaron. 7:23 on 7:23 at 8 a.m. my time, so that's 10 a.m. your time, 10:07.
Oh, 10 o'clock. Okay, 10:07. We'll fix that immediately.
Yeah, I let him know.
They don't have any authority to say whether.
Yeah,
it's just,
I let him know. I said I'm part of the current marketing service. I have a call scheduled, a scheduled call at this time with them. Can you please put me through to either one of them? And no, they wouldn't.
Yeah. Unbelievable. They wouldn't give you phone numbers either?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I already had your phone
out.
Number.
Thank you for letting me know.
You're welcome. I already had your phone numbers in the system, so I had already tried to make attempts to y'all. You know what I mean? But we call all numbers on the account in the event that...
I was out of town. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
That doesn't usually happen. You usually ran into a comedy of errors there.
That's okay, but you should definitely know what's going on, especially if you're worried about missing calls, you know?
Absolutely. No, I'll call immediately and straight and figure out what, you know, talk to them about this.
Okay.
Make sure that they handle it differently. Okay. Anything else, Chris?
Do you want to get the Google Guarantee going?
Not today.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. We're getting stretched out on cash, to be honest with you.
Okay. The only cost.
No, we're not getting the Google thing yet because.
You don't Google it all.
The only thing that's due when you want to get the Google Guarantee going is the $250 application fee.
Okay. If we don't do the Google Guarantee, we're still good on Google?
You are on Google.
Oh.
But
we are on Google, she said.
Top spot at the top of the page in the Google Guaranteed section. This is going to set you apart in that section.
Right.
You're not listed there because you're not a verified provider for Google Guarantee yet.
Yeah. Okay. Let me hand you to Chris real quick. He's got a question.
Got it.
Hey, Amy, so if somebody Googled roofing contractors Conroe or Magnolia, would our name come up? Maybe at the bottom of the list, but would our name come up?
Yes, it will. In the local map section, not in the Google Guaranteed section, but yes, in the local map section, it can show up there. Yes, sir.
Right, and it'll be down like number 350. Okay, I understand.
Yeah, this is going to, if you guys do this Google Guarantee, when somebody does that search in Conroe, when somebody does that search in Magnolia, you're going to come up at the very top in the top section in the Google Guaranteed section above everything. And it's also going to support that local map section, both. It's going to do both.
Okay, that's very
That'd be wonderful. We got to get some funds together. But we're working on it. We are working on it very hard.
I understand. But again, like I said, if you guys are able to squeeze the $250 app fee out, then we can make some sort, you know, like it's not, the other funds aren't going to be due for a while. And then once you're approved, like if you're not ready to pull the trigger on that and pay the $924, then you don't have to. You have the Google guarantee in your back pocket so you can cut it on when you're ready.
Yeah. Well, John will have to make that decision. So.
Okay.
John.
Well, John, is this something that you want to do? You want to do the Google guaranteed?
We do, but he's over there in the corner praying right now. He's over there praying about it, and we haven't got an answer yet. So.
I'm a believer
anyway.
Too. Yeah. Yeah, I am. But the reason I want to ask John, I want to hear his confirmation that this is something that he really wants.
He does want it, yeah, but...
So
you know,
how much is the $250, the original $250 for the app fee, are you guys able to squeeze out of the budget? If I can make...
Well, we probably can. We've got a job closing Friday, maybe Monday or so. We could. Yeah,
okay.
Sure. We got a job closing Friday, get paid.
Okay. Okay, so what I was thinking was if I was able to put together some type of special arrangement, is there anything that you'd be able to afford now to get it moving forward?
No, not till Monday.
Okay. All right. Well,
we want to be in the top 10. We want to be in the top, up in the very top. We do want that.
Okay.
We just can't do it till next week, at least that.
Okay.
That's important. That's, to me, that's one. That's what I've been trying to do the whole time I've been messing with Local Flash and everybody else. That's my main goal.
Right. Well, that's what we want to do for you too, and I'm willing to try to work with you, you know, but I got to have something. Like if you guys were able to do 100 today and then the other 150 next week, I could work with that, you know, get you guys going on it.
I could do that.
Okay. So if I go ahead and submit it now, you guys can pull the trigger for 100 today. And then we can do the other 150, what, like?
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do that.
Okay.
Don't cuss. John said a bad word to me.
Oh,
we're talking to a believer. You've been over there praying about it. Here.
Tom, better watch himself. Don't be crazy.
I said, damn it, Amy.
Well, you don't want, that's why I said I want to hear that John wanted it. Do you really want it?
Well, I told you I did. You already asked me that, and I told you I did.
All right. Well, I just want to make sure because I don't want you to feel like I'm twisting your arm. I'm here to help you, you know?
You are twisting my arm.
I can't twist it if you put it back there. All right. Am I charging the card we have on file, the 100?
No.
No?
Okay. I'll give you a personal card.
Okay, give me one second. Let me pull this card number off real quick. Hold on.
Don't take it off.
Well, no, I have to pull it off to be able to replace it with the new one, and then I'll put it back on. Okay, I'm
all
ready.
Right.
Go ahead.
So the card number is 5275.
Five.
No, whoa, not that one. Whoa, wrong card.
Okay.
No. Hey, that's a Navy. All right. Okay, 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
2232.
Mm-hmm.
4505.
Mm-hmm.
2907. 1128.
Mm-hmm.
And then the code is 240.
Okay.
Billing address is 1843 if you need that, Country Creek Court.
Oh, hold on. You done changed it all the way up now. One moment. Let me get that. I need this. 77380. Okay, tell me the billing again, please.
It's 1843.
Mm-hmm.
Country Creek Court.
City?
Magnolia, Texas.
Zip code.
77354.
Okay, I'm going to process this one right now for the 100. And then when we process the other 150, are we processing it on the regular card, guys?
Call me before you do it, and I'll tell you what to do at the time.
Okay. Okay, John. And then, so you say I should call you Monday, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go ahead and send this application over. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Actually, hey, Chris, I need the security code for the cards that you have on file.
For mine?
Yeah, because I only put two of the numbers. I got 5, 6, but I forgot that last number when I was transferring the information.
Did you charge?
I charged his card. But I'm putting your card back on.
Oh, she's putting your card back on.
Well, see, my cards don't need to be on there anymore because I'm not paying for them anymore. John's paying for them all.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. Just leave mine in there.
Okay, well, I already took yours off, so give it to me again.
What do you want, the everything?
I need it all because I took it out. We only keep one card in at a time. So I know it was 4,000-3323.
It is, the number is 4,000.
Uh-huh.
2232.
Okay.
4505.
Mm-hmm.
2907.
And then I have November, and then 240 is the security code.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. So let me go in here. 1848 Country Creek Road.
1843.
Hey, I wasn't too far.
No. It was pretty good.
Yeah, especially considering all the numbers we've talked so far today.
Right.
Right. Okay. Yeah, give me your zip code, 773.
5-4.
That's what I was going to say. Okay, I've got that. So I'm sending you the application. We have two options with the application. You can fill the application out yourself, or you can have my technician help you fill out the application. And she's glad to do that. We schedule a 30-minute onboarding call, which really only takes about 10. And go ahead. She can fill that application out for you if you want, but you have to give her your guys' Social Security numbers. So you let me know which way y'all want to do it.
Yeah, just send it to me.
Okay, I just sent it.
Okay, and then we'll fill it out and get it back to you.
Okay, and then what day can I schedule your onboarding call for?
I don't know. When do you want to?
Oh, I want to get it as soon as possible so we can get this cranking for you. Do you want? Yeah. We want to get the process started so you guys can get the GG approval. Do you want to do tomorrow or you want to do Wednesday?
We can do tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Wednesday. You want to do Wednesday or Thursday?
Tomorrow is Wednesday. That's right.
Okay. Do you want to do around the same time? You want to do around like 2:30?
Sure.
Okay. Let me go ahead, put it in for you. Okay.
I get jerked around all over the place, so, hopefully I'll be available. I got to have something to shoot at anyway.
Well, I'm going to put it in here. It's going to say GG onboarding call. And then from there, what it's going to do is it's going to go ahead and set in your email, give you a reminder. Now, myself and my agent both will be calling from our 877 number. I'll be calling to introduce you to her. Her name is RLE. If you don't have the app filled out, she'll fill it out with you, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, beautiful. I look forward to talking with you tomorrow, okay?
Sure thing. All right, talk to you then.
All right, I'll talk to you then. Bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.